Okay, welcome back for another issue of Fullerton Stories Radio, and I'm here with Dr. Michelle Gottlieb, and we were going to talk about breaking up, specifically about breaking up with your therapist. Really, is breaking up hard to do, or is it a good thing or a bad thing, or really, how do you know when it's time? How do you know when you're done?
That can be a very tricky question. For me, I do not want my client sitting on my couch for 20 years. I also don't think 4 or 5 sessions may not be enough depending on how complex the situation is. So it's a very individual thing. As a therapist, I tell my clients in as loving a way as I can, when they start getting boring to me, it's time to end. When they stop having issues that they need my help to deal with, when we have dug deep into all the issues from the past, there's not a whole lot else going on. Maybe let's try coming in every other week or once a month and see how that feels. But pretty much when you come in every week or every other week or once a month and you don't really have a lot to go on to talk about because you've been dealing with your life just fine, then you don't need to be coming into therapy anymore. Having said that, it may be in 6 months or 5 years something may come up and it may be time to be back into therapy. And that's okay too. It's not once you quit, you can never come back. That's not what we're saying. But it may be time to quit for right now, and that's fine.
Interesting ideas there. So if somebody really misses their therapist, should they act out and go do something or maybe just make a phone call? And speaking of phone calls, how do they get a hold of you?
I think a phone call is probably always the best thing as opposed to acting out. And they can reach me at 714-879-5868 extension 5 or at drmichelle@michellegottlieb.com.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.